Thank you for joining us today as we dive into this Session 4 podcast for Explore the Bible Kids, Spring 2024. This week, we continue our study of John's Gospel as we move toward our celebration of the sacrifice Jesus made on the cross for sin. The events recorded in this story take place just before the events studied in the previous three sessions. In John 11, Jesus had been to visit Mary and Martha because their brother Lazarus had died. Miraculously, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, proving once again that he had come from God. Jesus was in Bethany when he told two of his disciples to go ahead of him into another village and find a donkey's colt and bring it to him. The disciples brought the colt, then the people laid their cloaks on the donkey and Jesus sat on it and rode the colt into Jerusalem. People welcomed Jesus. The large crowds in Jerusalem welcomed Jesus as a hero by laying down their cloaks, and while John doesn't give us the detail, palm branches cut from nearby trees. These symbols identified the Jews' hope that Jesus was the new king sent to earth. The crowd, however, misunderstood Jesus' true mission and what type of kingdom Jesus was initiating. The religious leaders who saw this display were furious and became solidly set on ridding Jesus from their midst. The events of that day fulfilled prophecy, and this is one of the reasons the Jewish religious leaders were so upset. They could not imagine that Jesus was the long-expected Messiah, and when Jesus fulfilled prophecies, he showed people that he was the Messiah. Shelley, share with us a couple of activities that will help older and younger kids praise Jesus, the Messiah, who entered Jerusalem fulfilling prophecies from the Old Testament.
Well, younger kids are going to use a poster item to play a game called Praise Spinner. Before kids arrive, leaders should cut out the Praise Spinner from the poster pack and attach a paperclip to the middle of the spinner with a brad. Then label the four corners of the room to match each section of the spinner. One will be labeled God, one family, one friends, and one nature. To play the game, the leader will highlight the four marked corners of the room and explain that each of these categories is something we can praise God. Guide kids to choose a corner, then spin the spinner. Lead kids in the corner that the spinner lands on to share with others in their group something they can praise God for connected to that category. Then allow the kids in that corner to sit down. Tell the remaining kids to find a different corner and play the game again. Continue until each category has been called. Conclude by reviewing today's Bible story and how the people praised Jesus, the Messiah who kept the promises the prophets made. Older kids will recall how the triumphal entry was a time of celebration by creating celebration signs. The signs will help kids remember Jesus' triumphal entry and allow them to praise God through the art they create. Each kid or pair of kids will need a half sheet of poster board, markers, ribbon, and glitter glue. Kids can write words and phrases like Jesus, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord on their signs. And then they can use the markers and the glitter glue to add additional decoration and embellishment. Kids can also use ribbon to decorate the posters by using a hole punch along the side or the top of the sign, and then threading or tying ribbon to each of those hole punched holes. After the signs have dried, allow kids to enjoy a small parade using their signs, or allow them to select a specific spot in your kids' area for them to display their art. This week, our object is a bronze door panel from a church in Zurich, Switzerland. The panel shows Jesus riding into Jerusalem as the prophet Zechariah promised long ago. The people are waving palm trees and laying their cloaks at his feet. Tim, he truly is the Messiah, and thank you for asking me to share about a couple of our activities.
Absolutely. Rachel, as we prepare for the Easter season, what can teachers of preschoolers do to put the focus on Jesus? Tell us about a few activities that are planned for Palm Sunday.
Sure, Tim. I'm excited to talk about this for you and for all the teachers who are getting ready for this special time of the year. I know children are really excited as we move into the Easter season, so it's really important to just let our sessions be focused purely on Jesus and what he did for us, and the joy and anticipation of the people who knew that he had come to help them. So we're going to focus on praising Jesus and welcoming him, as the Bible story talks about. So let me describe three activities, one for each of the age groups, that I think captures the joy and the excitement and that anticipation that I mentioned. And again, the three activities I'm going to describe really focus on the Bible story. And so there'll be little snippets of things in here that the teachers will find that really helps them draw connections to the story using just concrete materials. So let me get started. Okay, babies are going, one of their activities is playing with a toy donkey. So if you don't have a donkey, just get a horse, but, you know, just a toy animal, preferably a plastic one that you can wipe and sanitize after babies chew on them. But gather that, some, maybe more than one, maybe two or three donkeys or horses, the story picture, and two or three colorful cloth napkins, because if they're paper, you know the babies are going to put them in their mouth. So put those items on a play mat and put a baby on that mat just to see what's in front of him, and put the story picture and the Bible near the baby and open the Bible to John 12. So again, as I mentioned the last time, we really want to make the Bible accessible to every preschooler at church. So that includes babies. All right, so spread your napkins that I mentioned on the floor and pretend to, well, begin to walk a toy donkey over the cloth. And as the baby watches and just gazes at what you're doing, say, "See the donkey? The donkey is walking on a pretty cloth. People laid robes on the road for Jesus' donkey to walk on. The people praised Jesus." At that point, you might want to hand a donkey figure to the baby to see what he does with it. And he, depending on his age, he may imitate what you've done and pretend to walk the donkey on the floor and praise him for trying. As babies play with the donkey or horse, wave a cloth and say, "Hosanna, Hosanna to Jesus." Remember to show the story picture to the babies and point to Jesus riding that donkey and the robes on the path. All right, for toddlers, they're going to walk on a path. So let's gather some wide masking tape, pieces of fabric, cardboard blocks or small boxes, and a leader pack book, a JESUS. So lay the blocks on the floor and put tape, weave tape to the blocks, then around and through them to make a path for toddlers to follow. So as toddlers walk on the tape path, place another block on the path and challenge toddlers to step over the blocks as they keep on walking on the path. And you know, just comment that Jesus rode it on a donkey to Jerusalem. He rode on a path, and the people were happy to see Jesus. They put their robes on the road as he rode by. And at that point, just give some of the children pieces of fabric that they can lay across the tape path. At the end of the path, invite children to rest and look at that book with you from and talk about Jesus and what he did for people, and remark that this is the time when we really want to think about Jesus and give praises to him. Finally, preschoolers will have one activity of playing out the Bible story. So again, you're going to use some visual and tangible props that will help them retell what happened in today's story. So you'll want to have your activity page nearby, some wooden blocks, a toy donkey or horse, toy people figures, Bible people figures, which are in the leader pack as well, and craft leaves. So invite children to just explore the various things that you've brought today and suggest that all of the items can be used to play out today's Bible story. And while children explore those items and see what they're about, show the children the picture on the activity page and comment that on the surroundings and what the people are doing, and say, "Well, hey, let's use what we've gathered today to play out the Bible story. Let's use the figures and leaves to show what happened. I'll begin the story, and you can show what happens next as I tell what the Bible tells us about that day." So lead children to take turns with the items as they show the story action. And finally, help the preschoolers themselves turn to John 12 or Mark 11 and find that Bible story passage.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you, Rachel. As always, thank you so much, too, for joining us this week as we discuss these biblical truths that you can use as you guide boys and girls to dig deep into God's Word. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can also interact with us at Explore the Bible Kids through our blog and website at goexplorethebible.com, or you can connect in our Facebook group by searching for Explore the Bible Kids while in your Facebook app. We enjoy guiding you each week and hope these have been helpful to you. Thank you again, and we look forward to ministering to you very soon.